today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Dear brothers, dear sisters, dear listeners of this program, today is a special from IRIB English Radio. Assalamu alaikum and welcome to this episode under the title of The Status of Music in Islam. Yes, we're going to speak about music. Today, Thursday, is the 10th of Shawwal, 1443 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 22nd of Ordibehesht, 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 12th of May, 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. We open Allah's book, the Holy Quran, and this is chapter Mu'minun, the beginning verses.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful.
قد أفلح المؤمنون.
Certainly will the believers have succeeded.
الذين هم في صلاتهم خاشعون.
They who are during their prayer humbly submissive.
وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ عَنِ اللَّغْوِ مُعْرِضُونَ.
And they who turn away from ill speech.
وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ لِلزَّكَاةِ فَاعِلُونَ.
And they who are observant of zakah.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
Of course, vanity does not only mean idle talk and deeds, but it also means idle, futile, and baseless thought that result in neglecting Allah. It also prevents us from pondering upon good and constructive things. All of these characteristics mentioned are summed up in the concept of one word, vanity. In actual fact, the believers are so trained that not only do they not get involved in frivolous and baseless thoughts and actions, but as the Holy Quran says, they also avoid them. In other words, a vain action is a deed that has no benefit. Vain action, however, can be relative, for sometimes an action would be vain concerning one situation while worthwhile and useful in another.
Accept my prayer, ya Rabb al-alamin, ya Rahman ya Rahim.
The topic of this week for today's special is music in the view of Islam. We live in times where music is present at every nook and cranny of the world. It's difficult to find a place free of musical instrument such that it can seem almost impossible to leave music. But remember, Allah does not burden a soul more than it can bear. Just the fact that Allah wants you to leave it means that you can do it. Believe in yourself, you can do it. Trust us. Nothing is impossible if you set your mind to it. You may have an exhaustive list of musics and songs. Do not take a huge leap. Chances are you'll fall back. Leave one song or one singer at a time. Keep building up on it.
Dr. Fakhr Rohani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim wa binastay. In this episode, we are going to talk about music in Islam. It must be indicated that what should we do in order to get calmed down and get relaxed? Because we find that in our daily lives, we find that life is really very stressful. I mean, several stressful situations may approach us and may make us bored. For example, if we listen to very sweet Quran recitals as performed by famous Quran reciters, it adds to our relaxation and it makes us feel very much relaxed. At the same time, for example, even reciting the Holy Quran, I mean reading out the Holy Quran, is quite relaxing and very pleasing. You can't find anybody who gets bored through reciting the Holy Quran, because in the text of the Holy Quran, there are various aspects can be observed. One of them is the phonetic or linguistic beauty of the Holy Quran. A prerequisite to this is that anybody who wants to recite the Holy Quran should be able to recite it according to standard Arabic pronunciation. I mean, a standard classical Arabic, standard pronunciation of classical Arabic, or as performed by masters of Quran recitals.
IRIB English Radio. Recitation as well as translation of Quran.
وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا مُوسَى الْكِتَابَ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَهْتَدُونَ.
And we certainly gave Moses the scripture that perhaps they would be guided.
Short commentary of the Quran. Islamic issues.
Institution of the family in Islam is the most beloved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
The life of the infallible. All in all, in today's special, IRIB English Radio.
Now we reach to the negative effects of music. Music can be addictive. Sometimes we listen to it and dissolve into it, and because of that, we forget of Allah. We forget to remember him, and instead we spend hours just listening to music. Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him and his pure progeny, said, "From among my followers, there will be some people who will consider illegal sexual intercourse, the wearing of silk, the drinking of alcoholic drinks, and the use of musical instruments as lawful. And there will be some people who will stay near the side of a mountain, and in the evening their shepherd will come to them with their sheep and ask them for something. But they will say to him, 'Return to us tomorrow.'"
Shukran ya Rabbi, shukran. Hadayta qalbi, shukran. Nawarta darbi, shukran. Shukran ya Rabbi.
شكراً يا ربي شكراً هديت قلبي شكراً نورت دربي شكراً شكراً يا رب
شكراً يا رب
an interesting topic that is the harmful effects of music on body and mind. Music can and often does have injurious effects on the performers themselves, who are subjected to a combination of harmful elements. Muscular and nervous fatigue as a consequence of intense technical study and the excessive quantity of music both heard and performed, the anxiety caused by public performances, the particular contrast of psychological attitudes required by the performance itself, which demands on the one hand perfection of technique, concentrated attention and self-control, and on the other hand an emotional identification with the mood expressed by the music, needed to produce that warmth of expression, that powerful suggestion which fascinates the audience. For these reasons, performing musicians need more than anybody else to train their will, to control their emotions, and to help themselves or be helped by a judicious use of relaxation and of all available means, psychotherapy.
That's why we have to be careful. Our ears have rights. That right is not to be used in disobedience of Allah, rather to be used in His obedience. Music, my dear friends, it's one of the tools of shaitan. Yes. How do you think shaitan comes to us? Shaitan has many tools. Many tools. One of his tools is alcohol. إنما الخمر والميسر والأنصاب والأزلام رجس من عمل الشيطان. One of his tools, one of his utensils to get to us, Bani Adam, to trick us, to deceive us, is through alcohol. Another utensil is gambling. Maysar. Maysar is gambling. This is one of his tools. One of his tools is singing and music. You tell me how, I'll tell you in the Quran it says. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala challenges shaitan. He says, yes, go. Go and fool Bani Adam. Go and trick Bani Adam. But let me tell you, you won't have an influence on all of them. Some of them will listen to you and some of them will not listen to you. The Quran says, وَاسْتَفْزِزْ مَنِ اسْتَطَعْتَ مِنْهُمْ بِصَوْتِكَ وَأَجْلِبْ عَلَيْهِمْ بِخَيْلِكَ وَرَكَبِكَ. Allah challenges shaitan. He says, yes, trick them and deceive them with your voice. With your voice. What is the voice of shaitan? What is the voice of shaitan? Is it not music? Is it not singing? That singing and music is one of the tools of shaitan. It's the sound of shaitan. It's the voice of shaitan that comes to us. But we don't know. We're enjoying ourselves. We raise the volume. We think this is nice. We think this is good. We're giving shaitan an entry to our body, to our system, to our mind, and to our hearts. وَاسْتَفْزِزْ مَنِ اسْتَطَعْتَ مِنْهُمْ بِصَوْتِكَ.
Thank you very much. Our time is over. We leave you all in Allah's protection. Till another meeting, another episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. God bless all of you.
Cause I'm a believer.